Our Caring and Sharing series, every year about this time, KMD brings you a special series of interviews connecting you with local nonprofit organizations making a difference in the Northland. You'll hear about help available all year long and how you can help during this holiday season. Our guest this morning on the Caring and Sharing Holiday Series is John Doberstein, volunteer leader with the North Star Chapter of the Sierra Club here in the Northland. Well, good morning to you, John.
Great this morning, Chris. Good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So the Sierra Club, is it a fair statement just to call it an environmental organization, or is there really more to it?
Well, there is more to it. We are definitely inspired by nature and the environment. Sierra Club is a nationwide nonprofit organization. Our members and supporters are more than 2 million of your friends and neighbors around the country.
Wow.
We work together to protect our communities and the planet. And we are America's oldest, largest, and most influential grassroots environmental organization. And the North Star chapter here in Minnesota, each state has its own chapters. We are leading the grassroots voice to preserve and protect the state of Minnesota's environment. But we also are very passionate about equality and about community and bringing all of those things together.
Well, to call it a grassroots organization, given its age and its size, almost seems contradictory, but it really is still a grassroots thing. It's not it's not such a powerful sort of executive-led lobbying group or active group. It really is still down on sort of boots on the ground kind of a group, isn't it?
It is. What I love about the organization, and one thing that got me involved about 10 years ago, was that the volunteers, the members, anybody who really wants to show up and become a part of the organization, we lead the way. We determine what we work on. We meet. We say, hey, these are priorities. These are things that we need to protect and preserve. And then we have wonderful staff that can help implement, help organize, and help make sure we can get the job done.
Tell us a little bit about what the Sierra Club has been doing here in the Northland in the past couple of years.
Well, we have been working to block and resist any rollbacks on fundamental environmental protections. We're working to build a stronger movement for justice. We're standing with all communities against hate, discrimination, and anti-immigrant attacks. We're celebrating and continuing to organize around local victories for clean energy, transportation options, green spaces, and wild places. We're working to expand our network of pro-environmental leaders, volunteers, and supporters always. And we're working to continue to make progress on climate action, which can be slowed in potentially in the near future with the president-elect, but we cannot and must not slow down. Locally, we're also working, obviously, on Lake Superior issues, any clean water issues, looking at copper nickel mining in the Lake Superior and Boundary Waters watershed, and then moving beyond coal as our main source of energy.
Mm, yes. So recent years, certainly a lot of activity. Has the role of the Sierra Club changed since it was founded nearly over a century ago now, isn't it?
Yeah, it was started in 1892, and it's hard to say. I've only been involved for about 10 years. I had always heard about the Sierra Club and always knew that they were a leading voice and a leading a group that stood for open spaces, work to protect our national forests, our national parks, our national monuments, and we continue to do that. We're very focused on protecting the Boundary Waters, protecting the Lake Superior watershed. These are international treasures, and mm-hmm. Sierra Club's always been a leader in standing up against the industry and polluters, and finding out how we can work together to create a sustainable economy and sustainable ecosystem.
So people can certainly get involved. That's sort of the lifeblood of Sierra Club. How can people who are not involved become a part of the plan?
Well, a great place to go to check out would be our North Star Chapter website, which is just www.sierraclub.org/Minnesota. And we've got a calendar of events, meetings. We have open meetings that are open to anybody who wants to get involved. the world is truly run, I believe, by people who are willing to show up and help out. And Sierra Club's been one of those organizations that's completely empowered me. I was a 22-year-old, just enthusiastic, energetic, passionate person 10 years ago, and I was looking for something I could do to make a difference. I found the Sierra Club because I had heard about them and all the work that they have done, and they have empowered me. They've sent me to St. Paul to talk to my elected officials. They've sent me to Washington, D.C. to talk to my elected officials. I had the opportunity to work with labor unions, with the Blue-Green Alliance, and with folks all over the state and the region, and like-minded folks, and figure out how we can combat climate change, protect our water, air, and forests and wetlands. So I will say it's a great organization for empowering anybody who wants to get involved and do good work. Our website's got some great opportunities for meetings coming up. We have locally, we have a mining committee. We have a clean air and energy committee. And we have lots of different activities. We like to do outings. We feel that a big way to get people to care about the environment is to get them out into the environment. Huge advocates for exploring, not only protecting, but exploring and getting out there, going on hikes, skis, snowshoes, canoe trips, doing things that get us out there to really show us what we are protecting and what's at stake.
Wow. John, thanks so much. We appreciate your time this morning. You're doing great work, and we look forward to hearing more about it.
Great. Thank you so much for having me, Chris.
Take care, John.
All right. Bye.
John Doberstein, a volunteer coordinator for the North Star chapter of the Sierra Club here in Minnesota. He joined us this morning as a guest on Caring and Sharing, a KMD holiday series.